The Division of Wildlife Resources Aquatics Manager Chris Crockett says they'll be stocking a variety of fish in preparation for Free Fishing Day on June 8th.
But it's always a good time to go fishing at Deer Valley because we actually have pretty good carryover from year to year, both with the rainbow trout, but we also stock tiger trout. We haven't stocked them yet this year, but the ones that we stocked last summer and last fall should be of good size, and they're always hungry.
He says the 4 to 5 inch tiger trout they stock help control goldfish, which have been introduced illegally into the ponds. Park City kids participate in the Trout in the Classroom program, which is a partnership between the DWR and Trout Unlimited.
We gave multiple elementary schools, typically 4th or 6th grade, eggs in the spring, and they've been growing them up for us and have been then releasing typically about a 3-inch fish into these ponds. And it's a great learning experience for the kids. You know, half the time each of these fish seem to have a name and a personality, and it's a really good opportunity for the kids to study ecosystems and also just get a feel for what's needed in terms of clean, cold water to successfully grow trout.
Crockett says they usually release about 500 fish every couple of weeks through the season. They responded to several calls about dead fish in the Deer Valley ponds. It's not uncommon to have some winter kill. They did a survey at the ponds, and he says they found healthy populations of fish.
Those ponds do get a sizable amount of ice every year, so you can have winter kills. Essentially, under the ice, there's very little circulation going on. All of that organic matter that's left over, vegetation, etc., starts to decompose, and that soaks up, or excuse me, that utilizes through respiration a lot of the oxygen.
Regulations allow people to keep 2 fish of any kind. However, Crockett says most people practice catch and release.
I don't frown at all upon individuals that want to keep fish to harvest some from those ponds, but there's also just a lot of individuals that they'll go fishing a little bit before work or after work, and typically they'll just be doing catch and release.
Crockett says they introduced a very fast-growing fish that also helps to control invasive species.
A few years ago, we started stocking wipers, which is a hybrid white bass, to help control some of the illegally introduced goldfish in that pond. And when we did a survey last year, we had wipers up to 22 inches.
Park City students will release some of their homegrown minnows on Friday morning at the Deer Valley Ponds. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.